set of rules to make one form known to everyone, so everyone will try to put it in that form. That's logic. Logic is not the rule even. Do you know the rules of existence? How much of the rule of existence you know today? Let's say you are the best scientist now. How much do you know? A lot compared to the lady 1,000 years ago, even 500. You know a lot, right? But do you really know anything? Because we are talking about the rule of existence means understanding all the relationship between different parts, right? Looking at this existence, there are parts that we are not aware of yet. There are parts that are, I'm not talking about the parts that they say in another slice, it's there and with galaxies. And I'm talking about this, that we could see that there is a force pushing everything apart. You know what? That force is not a steady. It's an increasing force. We don't know why. Because somewhere else there is something else we don't know. Because somewhere else we measure what there is. And there should be 100 kilos of matter here. There is only 5. 95% is not there. But it's supposed to be there. We say, okay, that's the black matter and that is pushing me. You see what we are doing? Whatever we don't understand, we guess. And we try to make some simple rules to understand what's going on. And step by step we learn that, oh, it's more complicated than that. It's not that easy. It's not that simple. This is something that we are hearing for centuries. When are we supposed to learn that our knowledge has a limit? Where is the limit of the knowledge?
In its capacity to allow.
That's why in this book, if you want to continue to walk with us, you have to read this first part carefully. Remember the stories, because in each story, Rumi talked about one aspect of this. First, he said, look at this logic you found. It was the first thing you found, you fell in love with it. This logic, understand the rule. What about exceptions? And if you start to say, I don't care about the exception, I say, okay, that's good with us. Only if, starting now, you don't claim to be exceptional. You will be one fellow only. All of us are exceptional. In the second story, he said, this logic of you comes from the observation, superficial observation only. In the third one, he said, your logic is just destroying the things that you don't like and grabbing the thing you want. Then one step further, he said, look at you. If I say you're a genius, suddenly I'm a good fellow. And if I tell you, you look dumb to me, suddenly we are oppositions and we have to fight. And you want to annihilate me. That's the logic you are talking about. And that logic of you is looking for what? Ahmed, what is that logic looking for? Coming from Julius Caesar. To find a palace, to find a place to park your car, all that. And in one story, Rumi said, if that's your attitude, you will not find anything. Because he, the best guy, is not the guy who has a palace and who is powerful. He's a guy who is sleeping under a simple tree over there. But he has an enlightened heart. Do you understand what I said? Please describe it to me. The last word I used, what was that? I said heart. What is heart?
It's the place in me that knows God.
First of all, heart for you, logical person, doesn't exist. For you is this pump, which is pumping the blood. We are not talking about that. Heart is something that logic will not understand it. One. Why logic does not understand the heart?
Because the logic doesn't have any use for it.
Remember, the door is locked
to
Satan.
To Satan.
Knowledge cannot dig the heart. In our stories, Satan will dig a human being, will go inside to see what's in it. And there is a room, we call it heart. You cannot go in, we will call the boss. The boss will say, not even you. Because that's my place. That place is logical. It has no physical existence even. That's what we're talking about. That you could understand only with your heart. And for you, opening your heart, first of all, it's dangerous, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So logically, you shouldn't be here. None of us are logically here. It's more than the logic. It's something beyond that. Beyond it was described in another story, love story of the parrot. That look at you. You are the merchant. And you have a lot. And you take care of them, of course. There is a parrot inside which doesn't give a damn about you. You're a little bit offended. Can feel it. You know why? Because you were not here at the beginning that we said, first of all, you should realize that that logic of you doesn't give a damn about you. Because it's not about you. Your logic is in love with the goldsmith. Your logic talks about all the social values. No matter what the hell the society is talking about. Up and down, even in the dark ages, everybody was looking for what everybody is talking about. Even now, you try to make yourself look like something. Something which is in demand. There is a market for it here outside. That's the logical way of life. We look beyond that. We know that there is a parrot inside which loves to fly away. Why?
To be with the other parrots.
To company. To have the company of three parrots. That's the sensation that we are talking today. There is this fellow who played the music for everyone. To please everyone, like you do. Your logic is doing. Suddenly realize that no, there is something else here. He wants to play for half. So miracles started to happen. Right? Before this, there was not much miracles. But here miracles happened. The guy went in the graveyard, played and slept. But before that, full-heartedly, when he gave up really, the logic and the clients and social acceptance and all that. So I play for you. We went to sleep. That sleep is a trick in our sleep. In the second paragraph we took it out, right? Whenever you want to go out of your logical stuff, we go into sleep. Still everything is okay except the brain. The guy is sleeping somewhere else with no logical links or whatever. Sleep catches caliph.